This is NPR.
Thank you, Michael. There is more fallout from the violence in Kenya today. After days of deadly riots over a disputed national election, the opposition party today called for a new presidential poll. Kenya's Electoral Commission said President Mwai Kibaki had won the December 27th vote, but opposition leaders alleged the vote was rigged, and international observations again say it was flawed. On Thursday, the country's attorney general called for an independent investigation into the election counting. The opposition had called a so-called million-man march that was supposed to happen yesterday, but police fought back protesters with tear gas and water cannons. A protest scheduled for today was also called off. A bomb went off in southeast Turkey yesterday evening, killing at least 5 people, including 3 children, according to local authorities. More than 100 people were injured. The bomb went off near a shopping mall in the largely Kurdish city of Diyarbakir. The blast was set off by remote control and appeared to target a military service vehicle carrying dozens of army personnel as it passed near a school. Authorities have blamed militants of the Kurdistan Workers' Party, or the PKK. That's the group Turkish security forces have been battling in Turkey and in nearby northern Iraq. Over to Pakistan now, where a team of British police have arrived today. They're joining an investigation into the assassination of opposition leader Benazir Bhutto. The former prime minister was killed in a gun and bomb attack in the city of Rawalpindi late last year. President Pervez Musharraf asked Scotland Yard for help in the investigation amid a storm of controversy about how Bhutto was killed. Her party insists she was shot, but the government says she died from a wound to her head after she tried to duck for cover when a bomb went off near her convoy. Yesterday, Musharraf rejected claims that he or any members of the Pakistani military or intelligence had anything to do with her death. He went on to say that Bhutto had broken standard security measures by standing in the open top of her vehicle after the Rawalpindi rally. Finally, to some news closer to home, Californians are bracing themselves for some seriously big winter storms this weekend. Storms are threatening to cause flooding rains and paralyzing snow and winds gusting up to 60 miles per hour. Winds could surpass 100 miles per hour along the Sierra Crest. Rains are expected to pummel the southern part of the state, which was ravaged by wildfires last fall. That's the news. You can always find it online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Michael.
Rachel Martin, almost literally on fire with the news.
Totally.
Shall we divulge what went on? The fire alarm went off. The lights
were
flashing.
It's very distracting. It's very distracting. It's gone now, so I guess we're fine. We won't run out. No fire drill. Everyone's given us
a
thumbs up.
For a second, I thought they were going with that news disco idea we were kicking around.